This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Invega Hafira. Active ingredient, S. paliperidone palmitate. This leaflet provides important information about using Invega Hafira. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Invega Hafira. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Invega Hafira? Invega Hafira contains the active ingredient paliperidone palmitate. Invega Hafira belongs to the class of antipsychotic medicines and is used to treat schizophrenia in adults 18 years of age and older. Invega Hafira is used after you have been treated with a 1-month injection for at least 4 months or the 3-month injection for at least 1 injection cycle. After your symptoms have been adequately treated with a 1-month or 3-month injection, Invega Hafira is used to keep the symptoms under control, i.e., to prevent its recurrence. Invega Hafira injections are given once every 6 months. Schizophrenia is a mental illness with symptoms such as hearing things, seeing, or sensing things that are not there, mistaken beliefs, unusual suspiciousness, becoming withdrawn, incoherent speech, and reduced behavioral/emotional responses. People living with schizophrenia may also feel depressed, anxious, guilty, or tense. What should I know before I use Invega Hafira? Warnings. Do not use Invega Hafira if 1. You are allergic to paliperidone, or to risperidone, which is another antipsychotic medicine similar to paliperidone, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. 2. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Allergic reaction can be recognized, for instance, by skin rash, itching, shortness of breath, or swollen face. If any of these occur, contact your doctor right away. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions. Parkinson's disease or dementia. Have ever been diagnosed with a condition whose symptoms include high temperature and muscle stiffness, also known as neuroleptic malignant syndrome. Have ever experienced abnormal movements of the tongue or face, tardive dyskinesia. Are at risk for diabetes or high blood sugar. Have heart disease or heart disease treatment that makes you prone to low blood pressure or are prone to drop in blood pressure or feeling dizzy when you stand up from lying or sitting positions. Have epilepsy. Have or have had low white blood cell counts in your blood. Let your doctor know right away if you develop a fever or infection while being treated with Invega Hafira. Have a loss of kidney function. Your doctor may reduce your dose of Invega Hafira if your kidney function is reduced. Have a loss of liver function. Have prolonged and/or painful erection. Have had problems with body temperature regulation. Have a history of blood clots, or someone else in your family has a history of blood clots. Blood clots in the lungs and legs have been seen in patients taking medicines that are similar to Invega Hafira. Blood clots in the lungs can be fatal, even for patients who have previously tolerated oral paliperidone or risperidone. Allergic reactions have been reported very rarely after receiving the 1-month paliperidone palmitate injection product, and it is possible that allergic reactions could occur with Invega Hafira. Body weight changes have been seen in patients receiving antipsychotic medicines. Your doctor may monitor your body weight while you are being treated with Invega Hafira. During an operation on the eye for cloudiness of the lens, cataract, the pupil, the black circle in the middle of your eye may not increase in size as needed. Also, the iris, the colored part of the eye, may become floppy during surgery, and that may lead to eye damage. If you are planning to have an operation on your eye, make sure you tell your eye doctor that you are taking this medicine. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. You should not take Invega Hafira during pregnancy unless this has been discussed with your doctor. Shaking, muscle stiffness and/or weakness, sleepiness, agitation, breathing problems, or difficulty in feeding may occur in your newborn baby if you use Invega Hafira at any time during your pregnancy, and even if you used Invega Hafira before becoming pregnant. Do not breastfeed while you are being treated with Invega-Hafira. Consult your doctor in that case. Patients with kidney or liver impairment. Your doctor may adjust your dose of Invega-Hafira based upon your kidney function. Invega-Hafira has not been studied in patients with liver impairment, but based on experience with orally administered paliperidone, adjustment in dose is typically not necessary in patients with mild to moderate liver impairment. The doctor will use his or her best judgment if Invega-Hafira is being considered for use in a patient with severe liver impairment. Elderly patients. Invega-Hafira has not been studied in elderly patients with dementia. However, elderly patients with dementia, who are treated with other similar types of medicine, may have an increased risk of stroke or death. Children and adolescents. Invega-Hafira is not for treating people with schizophrenia, who are younger than 18 years old. What if I'm taking other medicines? Some medicines may interfere with Invega-Hafira and affect how it works. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may increase the levels of paliperidone in your blood, which may produce an increase in side effects resembling overdose of Invega-Hafira. Since Invega-Hafira can make you sleepy or drowsy, care should be taken when Invega-Hafira is taken with other medicines that can also cause sleepiness or drowsiness. Since Invega-Hafira can lower blood pressure, care should be taken when Invega-Hafira is taken with other medicines that lower blood pressure. Invega-Hafira can reduce the effect of medicines against Parkinson's disease and restless legs syndrome, e.g., levodopa. Invega-Hafira should be used with caution with medicines that increase the activity of the central nervous system, psychostimulants such as methylphenidate. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Invega-Hafira. How do I use Invega-Hafira? How much to use? The first dose of Invega-Hafira is determined by your doctor or healthcare professional based on your existing dose for 1 month injection product, Invega Sustenna, or 3 month injection product, Invega Trinza. Invega-Hafira is given by injection into the muscle of your buttock once every 6 months. Depending on your symptoms, your doctor may increase or decrease the dose of medicine you receive at the time of your scheduled injection. When to use Invega-Hafira? Invega-Hafira is only used after you have been treated with a 1 month injection product, Invega Sustenna, for at least 4 months, or the 3 month injection, Invega Trinza, for at least one injection cycle. Like the 1 month and the 3 month injection, Invega-Hafira is administered by your doctor or other healthcare professional in a doctor's office or clinic. Your doctor will tell you when to come into the doctor's office or clinic for the injection. It is important not to miss your scheduled dose. If you forget to use Invega-Hafira, if you cannot keep your appointment with the doctor, make sure you call your doctor right away, so another appointment can be made as soon as possible. Your doctor may also want to see you, even if you are not scheduled for an injection of Invega-Hafira. If you use too much Invega-Hafira, this medicine will be given to you under medical supervision. It is, therefore, unlikely that you will be given too much. Patients who have been given too much paliperidone may experience the following symptoms: drowsiness or sleepiness, fast heart rate, low blood pressure, an abnormal electrocardiogram, electrical tracing of the heart, or slow or abnormal movements of the face, body, arms, or legs. Because Invega-Hafira is stored and administered by healthcare professionals, the potential for overdosage by patients is low. In overdose, one or more of the following signs may occur: reduced consciousness, drowsiness, sleepiness, excessive trembling, excessive muscle stiffness, fast beating heart, and low blood pressure. Cases of abnormal electrical conduction in the heart, QT prolongation, and convulsion have been reported. Overdose can happen if you are taking other medications together with Invega-Hafira. If you experience the above symptoms, you should immediately contact your doctor. What should I know while using Invega-Hafira? Things you should do. Follow your doctor's instructions carefully. If you are planning to have operation on your eye, make sure you tell your eye doctor that you are taking this medicine. Tell your doctor if you become pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Call your doctor straight away if you notice any involuntary movements of the tongue, mouth, cheeks, or jaw which may progress to the arms and legs. These may be symptoms of a condition called tardive dyskinesia, which can develop in people taking antipsychotic medicines, including Invega-Hafira. This condition is more likely to occur during longer-term treatment and in older women. In very rare cases, these symptoms may be permanent. However, if detected early, these symptoms are usually reversible. Remind any doctor or dentist you visit that you are using Invega-Hafira. Things you should not do. Do not miss an injection or stop the treatment without consulting your doctor first. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Invega-Hafira affects you. Invega-Hafira might affect your alertness and may affect your vision. You are, therefore, advised not to drive or operate machines before you know how sensitive you are to this medicine. Drinking alcohol. Alcohol should be avoided when taking Invega-Hafira. Looking after your medicine. Invega-Hafira is stored and administered by healthcare professionals, so it is unlikely that you will store this medicine at home. If you do, store below 25 degrees Celsius in a horizontal position. See arrows on product carton for proper orientation. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Medicines should not be disposed of via wastewater or household waste. Ask your pharmacist how to dispose of medicines no longer required. These measures will help to protect the environment. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Difficulty thinking, working, or carrying out your usual daily activities because of headache, trembling, muscle weaknesses, unsteadiness on your feet, lack of coordination, or slow, shuffling walk. Difficulty falling or staying asleep, drowsiness, tiredness, difficulty in concentrating, pain at injection site, behavioral changes such as irritability or agitation, unusual anxiety or depression, lack of emotion, unusually elevated mood, movement changes such as muscle or joint stiffness or pain, bone or muscle ache, unusual restlessness, unusual facial movements with sustained upward stare, other changes such as unexplained increase in appetite or weight gain, weight loss, common colds such as coughing or stuffy nose or flu-like symptoms, urinary tract infection, eye rolling, toothache, dry mouth, distorted taste sensation, drooling, acne, dry skin, hardening of the skin, nosebleeds, vomiting, indigestion, nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea, constipation, unusual secretion of breast milk, breast swelling, missed or irregular menstrual periods, difficulty getting or maintaining an erection. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Severe allergic reaction that may include rash, itching, or hives on the skin, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, heart or blood pressure problems such as fallen blood pressure, blurry vision, lightheadedness, or dizziness particularly on standing despite sitting or lying down, very fast heart rate, slowed heart rate, heart rhythm irregularities, signs of high blood sugar or diabetes such as being thirsty all the time, having to urinate or pass urine more often than usual, or feeling weak or hungry, liver-related, yellowing of skin, jaundice, other changes such as inability to or pain when passing urine, having continuous and/or painful erection, priapism, severe or life-threatening rash with blisters and peeling skin that may start in and around the mouth, nose, eyes, and genitals and spread to other areas of the body, Stevens-Johnson syndrome, or toxic epidermal necrolysis, sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arms, or legs, especially on one side, or instances of slurred speech, these are called mini-strokes, involuntary movements of the tongue, face, mouth, cheeks, jaw, arms, legs, or trunk, symptoms of tardive dyskinesia, fever, muscle stiffness, sweating, or a lowered level of consciousness, symptoms of neuroleptic malignant syndrome. What to do? call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. If you notice any of these serious side effects, tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. 1. Invega Hafira contains active ingredient, main ingredient, paliperidone, as palmitate. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients, citric acid monohydrate, macrogol 4000, polysorbate 20, monobasic sodium phosphate monohydrate, sodium hydroxide, water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Invega Hafira looks like. Invega Hafira is available as a white to off-white, colored suspension in pre-filled syringes for intramuscular use in the strengths listed below. Paliperidone 700 mg equivalent to paliperidone palmitate 1092 mg, Ostar 354080. Paliperidone 1000 mg equivalent to paliperidone palmitate 1560 mg, Ostar 354090. Who distributes Invega Hafira? Janssen Silag Pty Ltd. 1 to 5 Khartoum Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Telephone 1-800-226-334. NZ Office, Auckland, New Zealand. Telephone 0800-800-806. This leaflet was prepared in February 2, 2022.